Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Kyle Shane, co-founder and project manager at Gerber Labs, which is an online solution helping make custom printed circuit boards or PCBs accessible to electrical engineering students, hobbyists, and small businesses. Mr. Shane, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric. Looking forward to our conversation today.
I am as well, and you're certainly in a unique niche, so it's going to be interesting to hear your story. So tell us a little bit about yourself for starters and your career up to Gerber Labs.
Yeah, sure. So a little bit about Gerber Labs first. Simply put, we build PCBs online, and our goal is to do it as easy, affordable, and reliable as we can. And this idea really came from my own and my teammates' personal struggle to source electrical parts back when we were in school. And it just really seemed like we had two options. We either go through a big name distributor and they would want us to buy in bulk, or we have to go through maybe a less than confident website where we didn't know if our components were coming in a week or a month. And to make matters worse, it seems like some of the boards that would even come would be scratched up or completely the wrong board altogether. And as we continued onto our own career path, we were just very curious to understand if there was a solution. Not just being a student, just being an engineer, to find a reliable resource. And, you know, we would just talk about this, and this was something that was always in our mind. And luckily enough, we continued into the PCB industry. A few of us went into a PCB manufacturer, a few of us went into PCB design, and we really were able to create tight connections. And this was a conversation we continue to have until up to this year, where we felt like it's time to really see if there's been a new solution. Unfortunately enough, it didn't seem like there has been any change. So we took it amongst ourselves and to try to figure out this solution. And the result is Gerber Labs. And as you know, earlier this year, our country and this whole global epidemic happened with COVID-19, but it really motivated us to push this solution out to as many engineers as possible. And, you know, we've only launched about 2 months ago, but we're very happy to announce that we're open for business and we are doing what we can to solve one problem for engineers. And in our case, our specialty is the printed circuit board.
Well, certainly can appreciate what Gerber Labs is doing in the space, and thanks for the lead off there. Certainly is some good information. Now, for our listeners who may not be so familiar with a PCB, can you explain what a PCB is and why it is important?
Yeah, of course. So a PCB, the acronym is printed circuit board. So it's a board that has lines and pads, and it connects to different points altogether. And it's something that you'll find in any electronic that you may have at home or in the office or at school or wherever. It's in your mobile phones, it's in computers, TVs, smartwatches, whatnot. And what it really does is it conducts electricity from one point to the next. And back in the days, we used to use cables to connect, but we all realized that it can be a jumble of mess after a while. So this has really revolutionized the industry and create a solution that 50 or more years ago was something that we could have never thought of. But today we have PCBs in all different types of technology. There's PCBs with different materials. There's PCBs with different layers. So it's a very broad spectrum, but it's a really neat product.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Certainly agree with you there. Now, another question for you. Gerber Labs' mission is to make custom printed circuit boards, or as we had mentioned, PCBs for short, accessible to electrical engineering students, hobbyists, and small businesses. Talk about how exactly you guys are actually doing that.
Yeah, of course. So our whole goal is just to help out as many engineers as possible. And we think that the best way to do it is just to reach out directly. And since our organization was recently college students ourselves, for the college engineering student sector, that's what we've been doing. We've just been reaching directly to different student organizations on campus and hearing how we can help them out. And especially with this pandemic, we've been using a lot of video conferencing tools. So whether we're sending Zoom invites and hearing if we can help them out with a project or some kind of senior thesis that they need to design a printed circuit board for, that is one way that we've been reaching out to our student engineers. In terms of our hobbyists and small businesses, we've been reaching out to communities, whether it may be online, or we've also been using YouTube as well too. We've been working really closely with a few YouTubers to create some awesome videos that can really help these hobbyists and enthusiasts to get their project off the ground.
Well, you're certainly making it happen in the space today. We're speaking with Mr. Kyle Shane, co-founder and project manager at Gerber Labs, which is an online solution helping make custom printed circuit boards accessible to electrical engineering students, hobbyists, and small businesses. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, I've read that Gerber Labs circuit boards have been used on some interesting projects, even a rocket. Can you share with us some of the projects Gerber Labs has been a part of?
Yeah. So for the rocket project, our engineering manager, his name is Arthur. He was a part of a rocket propulsion project at his university. So very straight to the point, they just try to make a rocket to launch into the sky. And within that, there's a lot of different parts, and one significant part is the printed circuit board. And that was really a lead for us to get started. So we have made an effort to reach out to a lot of different organizations that's creating innovative technologies, and one being a rocket, but also we reach out to different other schools and different organizations. There's race cars that we're helping out with, and there's also drones that we're helping out with, and there's even fun DIY projects that we can help teach high school students how to make their own remote control or some LED lamp, you name it, we can help them out.
And more additional awesome stuff right there. Now, PCBs traditionally are sold by large manufacturers and companies. What is Gerber Labs' strategy when it comes to competing with these bigger companies?
Definitely. So Gerber Labs was born through a large manufacturer. This is where we truly got our idea to help the sector that we're helping. And we recognize that there is a big gap that has not been bridged. So what we're doing is we're supporting the movers and shakers out there. So whether you're an engineer in school or you work at a Fortune 500 company, you're always going to have to test and build your prototypes, and you want to do it fast and efficiently. And one struggle that we've been seeing is that many times the bureaucratic process of large companies prohibits these rapid prototypes, or they're just simply not efficient enough. And this can really cause a strain for engineering teams that just need a few boards or a few components to be tested. And that's where we come in. We really want to allow the engineers to skip that line and get back to what they do best. And that's just building great products.
A great point made right there. Let them do what they do. And that is so important. No doubt about that. Now, in form of a tip and in conclusion, Gerber Labs is launching in an otherwise old school industry. Do you have any tips for companies or entrepreneurs who are trying to innovate and launch in old school industries?
Yeah, of course. Our motto is very simple, and it's just to question everything. Many times we've figured out our habits are formed just through routines that may be built through legacy or just for previous teams. However, we like to ask the simple question, why? And for us, this truly breaks down what works or what could work better. And this can truly be applied not just for old school, but new school industries as well too. And we would like to put ourselves in the shoes of the customers and truly understand what we can do to not just help them, but help what they're trying to achieve. And we hope that that advice alone can really disrupt a lot of companies and also encourage a lot of innovators out there to push the status quo.
Mr. Shang, really appreciate your joining us here today on behalf of Gerber Labs, and obviously what you're doing in this space, it's quite incredible. And thanks for your time spent with us. I'm sure listeners want to know how they can get more information on Gerber Labs and how they could be in touch as needed. Where's the best place online to do so?
Yeah, simply check us out at gerberlabs.com. That's GERBERLABS.COM.
And that certainly works, and we'll leave a link right in the show notes to further aid as well. Again, Mr. Shang, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Thank you so much again, Eric.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Kyle Shane, co-founder and project manager at Gerber Labs, which is an online solution helping make custom printed circuit boards accessible to electrical engineering students, hobbyists, and small businesses. And for all the details, visit GerberLabs.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.